Hello and welcome to our special Christmas 2020 South Carolina lead. And you know what we're thankful for this holiday season? You. Thank you.
You guys.
Always you. I'm your host, Gavin Jackson, and this episode was recorded on December 21st, 2020, from my mom's house. Really kind of leaning into a stereotype here. We are up here in Silver Spring, Maryland, yes. And just so you know, Santa Claus is still watching slash listening, so you better be good and leave us a review on iTunes. Also, it's our 100th episode since March, people. That is a lot. Like I was saying before, we've done 100 episodes in the past 2 years, and then we did 100 within a year. So a lot going on there. So to celebrate, we decided, since Christmas looks different this year, that we should bring you a special mini pod so you can celebrate with us, or maybe listen while you head to a small family gathering like I have. We have voicemails, a mystery guest, a recap of the year, and the in-list for 2021. Folks, you're not going to want to miss this episode. I'm telling you.
So wired.
So, it's like, oh, it's just like if lightning was in a bottle, in a podcast, in a bottle, Benjamin Button on a beach.
Benjamin Button.
The list, the book. Now, more on our mystery guest shortly. And no, it's not just lead producer A.T. Shire. He's here. This is a ride or die leader we got on with us. So more on that in a minute. But first, A.T., drop some voicemails on us.
Oh, we got some end of the year voicemails. We're going to clear out the bin. Thanking everyone for calling in.
Yes, thank you everyone this year for calling. We appreciate it. You've kept us alive and, you know, in touch with so many people.
The other day,
you know?
There's like, if we've done 100 episodes, we've gotten like 92 calls or something like that.
No way.
Way.
What?
I'm telling you, way. It's been a lot. It's been crazy.
All right. Well, thank you all. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We're going to keep it alive in the new year. But first, let's start with what's going on in 2020.
Okay. Yep. Sorry. Vince skipped you guys on Friday's episode.
Now,
I apologize for that. But honestly, I don't apologize because he's a great guy. Vince Colbluga.
Vince Colbluga.
But Vince called. The transcription service for Vince said Vince Cold Brew Go.
Oh man, he should totally change his name. I would.
Oh, he should go with it. Everyone loves Cold Brew. But anyway, here is our first call from a listener in the upstate. Let's roll it.
All right, roll it up.
Hello, this is Ben Davis from Greenville, South Carolina, calling in with an update since it sounds like there's some desperation at the lead for more updates. I don't know what it is. Have people given up on the local news since the elections are over? I believe it's just as important as ever, and I really appreciate this morning getting all the local updates, especially on the coronavirus. Very helpful. Keep it up. And my little girl, Miriam, who just walked in the door, she had a birthday. She's 4 now. Really enjoyed celebrating that. When it comes to your question about Christmas trees, I personally am a real Christmas tree guy. I love their smell. I love the atmosphere they bring into the house. Unfortunately, my wife is allergic to them. Makes her very sick, very ill. So as long as we've been married, we've had an artificial tree, which there's a couple of benefits to the artificial tree, I must admit. One is if you get the pre-lit kind, it doesn't take as long to put it up and decorate it and take it down at the end of the year. And secondly, there's a nice ROI on those in that you can really save money over the long run. Anyway, really appreciate all the work that you guys do putting together this podcast for local news, keeping us informed. I'm staying and listening regularly to the show because it really is helpful to know what's going on locally. Hope you guys have a great week next week as you record the podcast.
Well, Ben Davis, it's always great to hear from you in the upstate. And yes, there was some desperation for some voicemails. We're glad that you came through and delivered as always. I think some people have maybe some lead fatigue. I don't know what, but
I can't understand it.
And then happy birthday to your daughter and a real Christmas tree. And then just, you know, the whole That dilemma you face.
Playing both sides of the tree debate right there.
Yes, he has to.
Great trees on both sides. You know what I mean?
So I was always a real Christmas tree person. Then last year I just bought a fake one, just threw it in the closet, keep it, just bring it back out. And you know what you do? The workaround for the smell and the ambiance is just getting a good candle.
It's not the same, bro.
I know.
It's not the same.
But you know, I walk into my house sometimes, I'm like, I have a tree in this house. And no, it's
a candle. You leave all the candles burning when you're not at home?
You'd never believe there's four cats in this house.
I love the ROI talk on trees.
Especially real this analytics. Year with the cost. I know you experienced some of it too, AT, trying to find one, but like I was reading something it takes like 12 or so, 15 years for these trees to kind of come to maturity where they can come down. And if you look back when these were planted back in the middle of the recession, our last one, it's like things weren't so great for those planters and things were on the fritz a little bit. So that's where we are right now. It's 12 years.
We were still in the midst of nu metal back then. Oof, Disturbed, gross. Anyway.
We got one more voicemail.
We got one more voicemail here from the upstate again. Ooh, only love double. In the upstate. Come on. Yes. Okay, so let's hit it.
Hey, Gavin and AT. This is Mark from Greenville calling back. And as you saw on Twitter with all the outrage of 2020 and the indignities that we've had to endure and the hardships that we've had to endure, part of mine was almost a month of missing out on the podcast because my podcast app stopped downloading it. It was horrific. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to know that you haven't moved. So thank you. The 2020 seems to be coming to an end. Not only is there a vaccine on the horizon or being deployed, but the podcast is being delivered again. And the part of what's happened in the last 9 months is I've gotten to finish my next leadership book, which is exciting. My daughter and I, and a thing I'd never thought I'd say, took our first COVID test. We went out for a drive. We ended up taking a COVID test. We'd been out doing some shopping and, for Christmas stuff and realized we should probably be smart. So fortunately came back negative. But that was something I never thought I'd share as a road trip with my kid. So thank you all for, keeping this awful time both informed, but also just humanized or connected in some way. Really appreciate the work that you're both doing and, the public, South Carolina Public Radio for supporting it. And if you report back to them, remember, I did become a member again, renewed my membership because of your podcast. So thank you so much for that. Hope you have a great holiday and, looking forward to 2021.
Mark, thanks for calling back. What kind of podcast app, what kind of 2-bit podcast app are you using there, Mark?
Yeah.
Or have we not been paying our podcast bills?
Oh, those are what those are?
Oh my God. We haven't been paying those.
Oh no. I was like, no, we're not a recalcitrant podcast. No, we are.
We're not one and done. We're not fly by night, but I will say a great podcast app. My favorite one is Pocket Cast. If you guys are looking for a great podcast app out there,
you can't stop this guy from talking about it.
I love
it.
You can make these lists. You can create like the autoplay. Oh, it's
doctors
great.
Doctors
hate this guy for his podcast recommendation. But Mark, thanks again for renewing. I remember you saying that back when you did. So appreciate that. Again, ETV membership, become a member. It's a great Christmas present. I will tell you right there. People love
it. Come on, baby.
Support us, support our coworkers and all the great programming that we buy to put on our airwaves, both on the radio and on the TV.
And while that's our last voicemail of the year,
yeah,
that doesn't mean you guys should stop calling in. I mean,
no, yes.
Tell us what you think's coming up in 2021,
yes.
Which we're going to get into in a little bit.
Yes.
But you can let us know, we want you to still call in.
Definitely let us know what's on the horizon for you and what you think's going to be going on in 2021. 803-563-7169.
That was a little tease, what I just did. That in the biz, we call that a tease.
So we did that tight five the other day. Now that was so we're now telling you a new phrase, which is called a tease.
Okay, that's a tease.
So we went
that's real industry lingo. Right
you guys
there.
Are going to know all the words before this is over, and then you can just have your own podcast because it's really just.
But Gavin, what are we teasing? What are we teasing, Gavin?
Well, and now, folks, here's the tease. I'm going to deliver the tease, which is another lingo.
Do it, do it.
As promised, we have a Honda Days miracle for you. A ride or die leader is joining us to give us her Christmas message. No, it's not Queen Elizabeth II, but very close. It's Meg Kennard with the Associated Press. Meg, come on down.
Hallo, Freunde. Ich hoffe, Sie haben einen schönen Freitag.
Ja, sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
I think we have a German translation problem here.
Hallo, wie geht's?
Turn that off, Meg. Hello, Meg, in English, please.
English. Say it in American, please.
Yeah, okay. Hi there. Hello. This is American, hello.
This is American Honda Day, okay?
Yeah, all right.
I'm sorry. I just love German things so much.
They only do the Gavin, what is it? The Volkswagen Drive to Remember or whatever
event. Oh, the Volkswagen Sign Then Drive. Yeah, the most boring holidays.
Yes. That's all they have over there.
Sad.
Yes. Great to have everyone on here. We're going to do a recap of some of the year's highlights for each of us and some resolutions we have in 2021 in a minute. But first, let's talk about what Christmas is looking like for each of you. Meg, start us off. What does Christmas Eve, Christmas Day look like in the Kennard Hardy household? Set the scene for people.
It is a very joyful, warm, cozy time. Even before Christmas Eve, though, there is something in the Kennard family that's been going on for generations. Happens on the 23rd of December, so a little teaser. And we call it Christmas ZZ. okay. This apparently comes from either my father or his brother or someone else of that generation not being able to pronounce or say Christmas Eve very well. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this
Which
up.
Which is an often used phrase. You really want to make sure you can say Christmas
it all
Eve.
All the time. It's a shame they couldn't get it together.
It sounds to me like this is an intergenerational making fun of a speech impediment.
But really, all it boils down to is an excuse to open one present early. So if you are fortunate enough to get adopted into our family, that is something that you can look forward to. Aside from the Eve present.
I mean, there's always the Eve present, but
Eve.
How does it work, Meg? Do the people, they try to like bring a heater on the ZZ night, or is it like a little taste, a teaser, like better is yet to come?
I will say that the rules changed after about 1989 when
of course. Before the wall fell, yeah.
This is a secret. This is part of the Kennard family lore that I'm going to open the window on.
Oh, goodness. I love lore. Is this canon?
But on Christmas ZZ, about 1988-89, I was allowed to pick my own present. And I went for a rather large, but not too big, like a large, what looked like a garment box from your local department store.
Indeed.
But in retrospect, I now understand the look on my mother's face when I went for that box, because that was my big present for that year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And it was a fur coat. Yes, I was very fashion forward in 1989. So they were Christmas was great. Don't get me wrong. And it's not about the presents. It's about the people.
No, of course. It's about the giving.
But that was definitely my big gift for that year. And so, Christmas ZZ worked out great for me.
You're going to phone in the rest of the week, you know?
Yeah, just going to sit here and drink my hot cocoa and watch you guys.
I'm sure you were just sitting around in the fur coat. So, I mean, you won. You know what I mean?
Very casual with my PJs, my fur. It was lovely.
Luxury.
Yeah.
AT, any Christmas traditions, favorite Christmas stories in the Shire household?
Well, the Shires, as you could probably tell, we are historically unseasonable and a bunch of Scrooges. So, yes, a Shire Christmas is really just like it takes 22 minutes. Everyone opens their presents at the same time, says, yeah, thanks, we have breakfast, and then that's it. My dad waits for football to come on.
Oh, that just sounds
cool.
So beautiful.
There's not much to it.
Is there a traditional breakfast, or is it just kind of like Pop-Tarts?
Scrambled eggs. There was quite a Geneva convention in the Shire household, because my dad was remarried And my stepmother, she likes to put adobo in her scrambled eggs.
Ooh.
And that did not go over well with me and my brother in 1997.
Just like without asking, like not just her eggs, but like everyone's eggs?
Everyone's eggs, the whole family's eggs. There's a lot of adobo. And we were just like, what? This is not how dad does it.
Yeah, that is quite a jarring change right there.
It is. If you're not expecting
on Christmas
that,
morning, too, wow. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it was unacceptable even to this day. Okay, yeah. Gavin, how about you? What's your Christmas day look like?
Well, it's pretty basic. I'd say it's a little bit like yours, but not so utilitarian, perhaps.
Yeah, mine's very,
no,
I'm a very
adobo?
Brusque.
No adobo.
Yeah, so you're saying no adobo.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it's kind of, it's tapered off now that we're like in different households. Like my brother has his three kids, so they're doing all that stuff over at his house. So it's just me and my mom here, my other brother and his wife at their house. So with their dogs, God, I don't even know what they do with all their dogs. They probably have like a sacrifice for them. They like throw like or something like that.
A burnt offering.
But it used to be kind of like, you know, we'd all be here. We'd have mimosas. We'd have like a big, you know, like egg casserole, is like sausage egg casserole, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, back in the day, you know, when we were kids, it was like we all slept in one room. You know, we were waiting for Santa. We didn't sleep. Of course, you know, you get a little bit older, and I don't want to ruin anything for all our children listening.
Spoiler alert! Shut this off if you don't want.
You start
the truth.
You start to hear the footsteps coming down the attic stairs, and maybe a little tipsy dad from, you know, hanging out at Aunt Mary Jo's house on Christmas Eve with all his sisters and all the family. Like,
right,
you know, that
cursing
was always
when someone stubs a toe. Not that I know about that at all.
Exactly.
No,
but there was
never.
One Christmas when we were still young and we were still believing in. My aunt, my uncle slept over, I think, and they put out like all the soot in front of like the fireplace, and they stomped like, you know, like boots in it. So like
wow.
Santa was there
doing
and
too
then
much.
One year, I don't know if I shared the story last year, but one year they, my dad, Santa left a present on the roof, and it was a very like wintry, like,
ooh.
It fell out of his sleigh, and it was for the Jackson boys. We're all like, oh my God, what is it?
Oh
and,
my
like,
gosh, how magical.
There's snow on the roof. There's like ice on the roof. It's cold. My dad has to get up there. We're all waiting to see what it is.
Mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
risks his life, basically. That's what I'm saying. This man is risking his life to retrieve a forgotten package. And he brings it down, and we're like just waiting to see what it is. And we open it up, and it is a Steve Urkel 500-piece jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, baby.
Did
Santa
I do that?
Saved the best for last.
Thanks.
He should have put coal in it. He should have put coal in it and just been like, you guys have been a disappointment. And this is bad.
Thank you,
wow.
Santa.
I don't think that any Christmas could top that.
No,
it hasn't. I mean, it really hasn't. It's kind of like getting that fur coat from the get-go. It's like everything's just downhill.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so hoping for a little calmer Christmas this year. Nothing too mm-hmm. crazy.
No roof work this year.
Yeah, that just sounds so scary.
Yeah. It was. I mean, I'm sure I could call my mom in here and see what she wants to share, but I think she's doing dishes or something.
Oh.
But yeah, any other Christmas traditions or things we want to talk about before we move on?
I think I should say I would be remiss if I didn't say that. That's my family, the Shires, but I've married into Caitlin's family.
Oh, yeah.
They are very Christmas forward, and it's about the polar opposite. Like if my Christmas takes 22 minutes, their Christmas takes 9 hours.
There
and
we go.
Oh,
every single present is unwrapped individually, and there are pictures taken and phone calls made, and there's a lot. So
take turns. That's the same in our family. You got to go one by one with the presents, which for kids is hard. But you know, if I don't get to see every single person open their gifts, then I mean, we're gonna have to start all over. It's just not
wrap it back up.
I need to be able to experience their joy with them, even if it's something I didn't give them. It's part of the whole thing. So I'm glad that Caitlin's family did that too.
I think I should be a little bit more aware on Christmas morning then, instead of just getting what I want and then just be like, oh, that's cute, that's nice. And then be like, okay, we done now, more mimosas.
Okay, Gavin, let's move it on.
Okay, so let's talk about things we've accomplished this year. Or things that you're proud of. I can start this off. And I think Meg can agree with this one, that we just survived campaign coverage, both in the beginning of the year and the later half of the year. You know, it was just something
to be happy about. It was so weird. And we talked about this before, but like when we actually got to the calendar year of 2020, I mean, we'd been talking about it and preparing for it for so long and covering the campaign cycle since 2018. So when we were finally there in that moment, it was like, oh, this is actually the year. What fun things are going to be in store? And then, we barely survived.
We thought February was crazy. Then, of course, it just got even crazier.
So. It was chaos. And I mean, I give it up to both you guys because I couldn't do it. I couldn't stay interested that long. My God.
Oh, and we're talking about weekends. We're talking about crisscrossing the state, all that fun stuff.
Oh, thousands and thousands of miles thousands by of both miles. Of you driven in just one state. That's, you didn't even get to leave it. You didn't get to go anywhere.
That's going
to play
into
my... Charlotte, though.
When we talk about our resolutions, I have one that's very on point for that. I'm going to take that back. But yes, lots and lots of driving.
Another one really quick, 3 podcasts a week. This week in South Carolina. That was an exciting part of our year for most of it.
I mean, honestly, as much as I complain and call... our listeners absolute monsters for demanding all this of us. I have to say, like, it from my quarantine life perspective, it was the highlights of my week, those 3 days doing the podcast going. Because I had nothing to do. And that was the fun part. Like I had stuff to do, but it wasn't like I had fun stuff
You're
to
looking
do.
Forward.
And,
yeah.
And, and BSing with you every single other day during the week was fun, you know? So
kept us sane, definitely kept us sane. And I'm sure kept a lot of people sane out there too.
Absolutely. From a listener perspective, I can tell you, you know, getting in all my walks when it wasn't so frigid outside. I mean, that was a great way just to break up what was otherwise a lot of, you know, sporadic monotony, but for those of us in news business, clearly plenty of work too, but it really was nice to have that consistency. So thanks guys from one
there
of your
we go.
Listeners.
Thank you, Meg.
That's the only reason we invited Meg on here, just to give us that compliment right
getting
there.
Getting our steps in was also one of my accomplishments this year, so I'll skip that, but also the mustache.
The mustache is, the mustache is, we're both hairier men than we were a year ago.
Or as my mom said to me the other day, is that still on your face? I'm like, yes, it is still here.
Thank you, mother.
Thanks, mom.
And getting my piece on NewsHour was also a pretty big highlight. So that was big. So Meg,
that was awesome.
Highlights for you. It was. Judy, say my name. I mean, I can die happy.
Oh my gosh. You can just go ahead and die now. But don't, please.
please don't.
I promise.
Yeah. Surviving the campaign trail, I think, was definitely a major accomplishment for me in 2020. I also will add to that finishing my master's degree, which
congratulations, Meg.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm
doing
I'm
it in
insane.
These past 2 years is insane.
I'm crazy to have really thought that I could ever carve out, you know, a good 2.5 years since there is no break from any of this really. But getting through that is something I'm very proud of this year. And I certainly couldn't have done it without great friends like you guys keeping me sane. And alive at many points of along the way. And also, of course, my family for putting up with me and understanding why I was cranky because I had gotten up at 3 a.m. to do school before work and everything else. That was a big deal.
You got to remember to live, laugh, and love in those points.
All
you know?
Of those things.
Yes, definitely.
That's
and
right.
Gather. You always got to gather.
Except you can. Not right now. Yeah, not now. Not now. Another quick reflection for me from 2020 is that I grew to appreciate AT's recommendations more than I ever really thought that I would.
This isn't planned. This was not planned.
This is off the cuff right here.
Script. when I was thinking about things that I've grown, ways that I've grown this year, that really was one of them for me. So
that's a growth opportunity
for sure. Thank you,
Hobbs and Shaw for life. You know what I mean?
For life, forever. That's
Diners,
right.
Drive-ins, and Dives, and Fast and Furious, and Hobbs and Shaw, baby.
Always. Yeah. Proud of this year. Proud of it.
Okay, so AT, things that you were happy about, proud of, accomplished this year.
Well, I remember my resolution, I was just joking, was to be more rigid in life.
Ooh.
And I think I failed at that, which is kind of an accomplishment, you know? I feel like I've softened in my old age.
Oh, tender.
The fact that this is the year that I accepted Guy Fieri into my heart, it's just like such a guy to just, you can hate on him all you want, but like he's
a guy's guy. He's a guy's guy.
I mean,
guy. Guy's a guy's guy.
Guy's a guy's guy. What can I say? He's just, I mean, I wish I could live in Flavortown, you know, in my head, that's my happy place. So I think I failed and that's an accomplishment.
Yes, I love how you're turning that. It's like an interview question. What's your biggest strength? Well, it's actually my biggest weakness.
I'm too nice.
I'm always
on
time.
I do too much for other people.
Everyone says I'm just so helpful.
Oh, I also figured out my best pizza, my best homemade pizza this year. And Gavin, he's never had it. He never will. Meg, do you want to try some pizza?
Ooh, I'm pretty good. I love pizza.
Besides that, I don't know. Nothing else. I kind of stayed home all year.
Yes. Yes. Rigid. Become more rigid. We're not going to talk about the things we missed in 2020 because we're just going to let it go. You know, we're going to let it go. Okay?
Take a
you
nice
know?
Cleansing
we missed,
breath.
We missed a lot in 2020, but yeah, let it out.
Yeah. You know, just suppress it.
Put the gather sign
bury
back
that.
Up.
Bury all that deep down inside.
Bury it deep and then let it explode sometime during 2021.
Yeah. It's going to be, it probably will be, you know, right when we start the ramp up to the 2024 presidential cycle.
Don't even, Meg. Stop
And we'll just be thinking like, wow, we got a lot ahead of us. And then we will sob when we think back on.
We're going to have a group cry.
Really what it was.
Oh, I'm Which getting motivated like already.
Months, yeah.
It's Gavin, you mentioned 2021. Do you want to move into what we expect?
Yes. Yeah, so I want to do some resolutions first for the new year, and then we can do our predictions. So resolutions really quick. Complete the bridge run, which we were supposed to do this year, which I was supposed to be training for still.
Follow the leader.
Going to go ahead and try. Yes, follow the leader on the bridge run, folks. There's still time. Come run with us. AT, you going to come?
No. I'll come wait at the end with a beer.
There we go.
We will
accept the support we need.
I'm great moral support. That's about it.
I think another resolution for the new year is to up the golf game. I think this is probably on your list too, AT.
Oh, yeah. You know, I try not to bring it up because I know it's so boring for everyone else. And I do love playing golf, yes.
I just want to get invited someday so I can be the cart girl and like drive you guys around.
I am on record, Meg, as saying Meg should get into golf just for the outfits.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Yes, definitely.
You would kill it.
So much fashion.
Yeah, and it's lacking fashion too, and you could be a disruptor on the course as I am because we're scum.
She'll definitely be
out
a disruptor
there.
On the course. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, yes. Maybe that'll be a resolution for me. Yeah.
And then our last one is to drop a new epic podcast later in the year. Yes. AT knows what I'm talking about.
I think
Meg has an idea. Just stay tuned, folks.
So exciting!
It's gonna be okay.
I didn't want to say it, AT. Don't say it.
Sorry, I'll bleep it.
Okay. It's going to be so good.
What are your resolutions for the year?
My resolution number one is to travel more but drive less, which we were talking about a little bit earlier. I think I have not done the math, but I think that the 2020 cycle, which was obviously more than just this year, but I mean, it was at least 50,000 miles on my car. That is a lot. That is more than I would care to drive in a year or two. So, you know, maybe I'll have fewer sets of new tires next year. Now, the minuses, if there were a lot less driving, the minuses would be that there would probably be fewer podcasts recorded from my car.
Oh, how great was that?
Definitely
and
a highlight
I don't want to
trip
on that, so we're going to have to find a way to
I know,
to
less
keep
road
that
trips.
As part of the rotation. another resolution for me is probably to fill the empty space of my time in life.
hollow part of my soul that is empty always.
Well, you know, grad school has been great, but it took a lot of time. And now that I get that time back, I'm going to try to channel it into something positive.
Reclaiming my time.
What I hear is preach. Dr. Meg. That's coming next.
I'm going to reclaim my
Medicine
time
woman.
And yes. I'm going
time.
To hopefully these are my two possible goals to get back into a musical instrument.
I'm a good guitar teacher.
I have played several in my day and I would like to revamp or perhaps add to the collection. And also to refine my foreign language skills because I've always loved speaking foreign languages.
Duliba. My God.
Buongiorno.
Yeah, and I also...
Yavol.
J'adore le français, hein, n'est-ce pas? So anyway...
Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq.
Ooh, très bien fait.
That's all I got.
I would like to try to get back into that and maybe pick up a new one. So if anybody has any new language suggestions, I am open.
Yeah, well, like AT said, he could definitely be a music instructor for you if you want to pick up the guitar or the guitar.
I think that podcast in and of its own is the guitar.
Oh my God.
I'm here for it.
I think it comes with I think it comes with like a drink.
Every episode I'm gonna go full whiplash on you and just scream at you.
Oh, it's gonna be brutal. 18.
Sounds so great.
Sounds like a good resolution for you. Anything else you're resolving for in 2021?
I want to travel and I want to be more like present when I'm out in public. You know, being stuck at home for so long, I really want to like savor the flavor. You know what I mean?
So what does that mean? Does that mean not being on your phone or like? Yeah, definitely a Flavor Town drop right there. Does that mean like being off your phone while you're out and about or like,
tell me
more?
Quit like wondering what else is happening in the world when I'm out experiencing the world, you know, because I've been so sick of sitting at home that I just want to go out and be with my pals and blast them with my particles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I think we can probably, this is a good segue into our, you know, what we expect our trend watch or what we'll be in for 2021. And that's a good question, AT. Is FOMO going to still be around in 2021? Are we just going to be happy to be living, happy to be out and about?
I think we'll probably have like 48 minutes of non-FOMO and then someone is going to post like some meal they're eating on Instagram and everyone's going to be like, I have to go there. You know what I mean? I mean, I honestly just can't wait to touch my face in public and like not have like my hands cracking from astringent antibacterial stuff. I can't wait for that.
I've always been a huge fan of hand sanitizer anyway, but I swear to you, I have a cut on my hand every single day and I
will not heal.
Get alcohol in it every single day.
And that's how you find it.
It's your penance, right, Meg. Exactly. It's your penance.
It's not been fun. Not been fun.
I can't wait to like use the water cooler at work. You know what I mean?
I want the water cooler to come back. We haven't seen it. I mean, they took those away pretty quick.
I mean, smart. They had to.
Yeah, I know.
They're super spreaders.
Health is wealth. I will say one thing that will definitely be in for 2021. That's the vaccine. We're going to get that baby when we can get it.
Pump
it into my veins.
Yes. Number one trend.
Yes. And also my fashion trend for 2021 will be work from home 2.0.
Mm. What's that?
It's just cleaner clothes.
Oh, I was going to suggest like formal wear, but I mean.
The
occasional formal wear.
You're saying they should make a tuxedo out of sweatpants material.
I think it needs to be like really officially up our game. Like, I mean.
Ascots.
Your ascot. That's right. Put on your ascot. Put on your
white tie. Okay, I can support this.
And
your double-breasted
suits.
What have you.
That's right.
Your fur coats, Meg Kinnard. Your fur coats.
Hey, Christmas easy is just around the corner, so fingers crossed. I can't wear the one from 1989.
I was gonna suggest that work from home become more casual in 2021.
Oh, I like this.
But I don't,
yeah.
I don't think that
Gavin
can happen.
Gavin is an exhibitionist.
I don't know how we do that.
Gavin is in the lifestyle.
I mean, it's bad enough that I've done a couple podcasts wearing full sweatpants and sweatshirts. So I think.
Oh, the other day we got on the other day and I had a gray sweatshirt on and you had a gray sweatshirt on and I was like, hey, buddy, you looking good.
Right now, at this moment, I have on a snow leopard sweatshirt that I borrowed from Hannah because I'm taping in her room since it's quiet in here. So
do less, Meg. That's what I would say. You're flexing on us and we can't even see you.
I know.
Meg, another highlight for you, I would say, is the 10 out of 10 on Room Raider for 2020.
Oh, man, that was
a huge good for you.
That was absolutely a highlight of the year for sure.
I had been following Room Raider for months, and I was like, I know her!
It was a high honor for the house of Kinnard Hardy.
I mean, we're so proud. We're so proud.
What do you see being in for 2021?
I think that we are going to see a rash of baby names that are going to be somehow related to this whole period of our lives.
Oh, say it ain't so, Meg.
You know, I'm just afraid that we are. I wish that I had more faith in society.
Courtney spelled with a Q-U, like quarantine.
Yeah, there's going to be stuff like that. Maybe like Covey, you know.
Oh, God. Come on. Who wants to remember this year?
Wait,
go ahead.
Wait for it.
Drop it.
Okay, yeah, I want the worst one.
Vaxi.
Stop. Meg.
It's just so
Meg.
It's so bad. But I mean,
we invite you on this show.
Just right here. I'm just
not
I'm just,
now. Not here. Not now.
Oh, look at my little Covey baby.
I know. Oh. It's just, it's going to happen, you guys. And so I'm preparing.
Thank you
myself.
For the heads up. Thank you for the heads up.
I'm not, yes, no, not you. For me. Not for me. I'm not.
No, okay. No, I know Meg. That. I'm just like, I need the heads up to experience baby Covey and Vaxi.
Corona. There's going to be a whole bunch of babies, a whole bunch of little girls or boys. I don't know.
Any fashion trends we should be aware of in 2021, Meg, besides what I'm going to say is that the assignment / campaign trail hat is obviously here to stay.
Yeah, I think that we're going to have more hats. I think that they're just, not just me, but in general, I need society to bring back hats in all varieties because it's just what we should do. I've been watching a lot of like period drama and shows from yesteryear and obviously the Queen's Gambit, you know, from the 60s and just like amazing periods in fashion. And there were just more hats. And I think we just need that. So
I'm still hung up on the scarf at the end of Queen's Gambit.
I mean, scarves are good, but yeah.
That guy showing up in Russia for no reason in that scarf. You need a big
scarf in Russia, AT. We've all been. Well, we know what it's like.
You also walk to the airport that in a town you don't know.
Which where. Is odd.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my flight's in 10 minutes. Let me just stroll through the park and talk to these old chess players.
Let me go play with these old guys. God, the rest of that show was so good in the last 20 minutes.
Definitely. So, AT, what should we be looking for trends in 2021 from the House of Shire?
F9 is coming out. So Fast and Furious 9 is coming out. It's been delayed. That's what I'm looking for big time. And also Dune is coming out.
Dune,
Gavin,
yes.
I'm looking forward to you not finishing that book in 2021. Yes.
That is my cross. That is my burden.
other things coming? I really don't know. I could talk to... There's got to be a beer besides a hazy IPA coming down the pike because, I mean, that was the beer of 2019, 2020. So I don't quite know. I'm not as good at prognosticating as you guys are. But, gotcha. There's also going to be the secret Civil War that's coming down the pike. Hopefully we all survive that one, obviously, guys. If you know, you know. But
I'm doing a little QAnon drop here on our podcast.
Come on, last one of 2020. Come on.
Well, God only knows what the future has in store for us. It's going to be quite a ride, but it can't be any worse, right? Or did I just speak too soon?
Oh,
hurricane of locusts is coming to South Carolina. Well, do we have anything else to say? I mean, what anyone else? And final parting words to this year of years of decades of a century that it's been?
I think all three of us have... adapted,
our powers combined.
Our powers combined created Captain Planet. But yes. I also think that it, in the face of the adversity of 2020, we've all upped our game and become better people because of it at the tail end of this.
And I think a lot of people, AT, that's very well said. I think a lot of people have done that. They found those strengths. They found those things that they didn't know existed, and they just did it. Like, we just rolled with it. You got to roll with it. That's what life is. C'est la vie, baby.
Big down.
C'est la vie.
That's right.
Meg, any parting words for 2020? I know you have you've memorialized 2020 in a fashion and a garment, I should say. We can't say what the words actually say, but 2020 is on this tank top.
I will say that I am underneath this sweatshirt wearing that very shirt at this moment.
It says blank 2020. Blank 2020.
It has been it's been a heck of a year, and I just want to say goodbye to it. Although, you know, life is short. We have to learn to cherish, as we were just talking about, cherish the things that we're given and what's presented to us. We will at some point be able to look back on this and laugh. We're doing it right now. But I think that, you know, it's something that we've all gotten through together. And that's what's going to make it more than just a really bad blip in our memory when we look back on this year.
I know, I was telling my family the other day, I was like, oh yeah, it's been such a horrible year. They're like, it really hasn't been that bad. I'm like, well, I mean, I guess if you like compensate for all the other stuff that's happened, but like personally, I think we've probably had a decent year as a family. Like, you know, I have a new baby nephew, a little St. Patrick's Day baby, you know, little Charlie. So things, I mean, it's been a good year. Some things you gotta take stock of what's really important there too. So, but overall, I'm very glad to say goodbye 2020.
Yes.
And I think so many of us are too.
Adieu.
We bid you adieu.
I said adieu.
Up in it, Zane.
Auf Wiedersehen, yes.
So long, farewell.
Gavin loves it when we speak German.
Yes. Du hast. All right. Ooh. Well, thank you, Meg.
Rammstein. Du hast.
Thank you, Meg Kennard. Thank you, A.T. Shire. And thank you, everyone, for coming along with us this year, every week. We appreciate your support. We will be back in the new year. Until then, rest up. It's going to be another fun ride ahead. Mom, I just need to finish one more thing and then I'll be done.
Sorry, Mommy.